tell me if this is gross or not, but when I stepped out of my panties to get naked completely to record this, I stepped on them by accident, and they were so fucking, like, wet and creamy. I don't know if that's weird or not. Like, some people might think it is. I don't know. But here we go. This is Cutie and Lavender. I have not recorded a video in a very long time. And as you might have noticed, I deleted all my old shit. And maybe at some point I'll acknowledge it. But for right now, just enjoy a good old-fashioned ramble fap with me. And I will be using my trusty old Hitachi wand, so here we go. It's been so long since I've been able to I can't fucking think. It's been so long since I've been able to just relax and like fucking use my wand. House is never empty, and it's been busy back and forth with classes and work, but, it feels really nice right now to just de-stress and unwind. I'm not gonna lie, it's been like a long time since I've actually gotten laid, and like I really, really, really wish I had just like a nice, like thick cock in me, just to, like fill me up. And I have a fantasy of, if the person has a dick, I have a fantasy of like holding my hips right and like pulling me onto their dick and just holding me in place, and I have nowhere to go, and I just end up grabbing the blankets or something, and I don't know, maybe they're like whispering dirty stuff in my ear, I don't know. And if they're a girl, I really, really, really want to eat some pussy and some ass. I've really been into rooming recently. Oh, fuck. It's been so long. Oh. Fuck. For those of you who have been listening for a while, I've definitely, like, grown since last time. Like, my tits are bigger, my ass got bigger, my thighs got bigger, maybe I'm, like, a quarter of an inch taller now or something, hopefully. I'm hoping that my stomach didn't get bigger, I don't know. I want to be thick, THICC, in all the right places, you know. I definitely noticed that some clothes have been getting tighter. Mostly on my ass and tits, if that's the kind of thing you're into. Fuck. I need a fuck. I really wish I had dick in me right now. Oh, I really wish I had a nice thick cock in me. Oh. It's so nice. Thick cock to fill me up, and I want it to, like, hurt a little bit, honestly. I'm so touch starved, I guess. Who knows, maybe this person will want to, like, breed me or something. That'd be hot, too. That'd be really fucking hot to be... To be bred. Have all the cum go in me, right? Have the cum fill me up and not a drop spill out until he pulls out, obviously. And then when he pulls out, just have like a steady stream of it just flowing down back onto his dick or something. I hope it gets him hard and he won't fuck me again. Once again, I am completely naked. It's a heat wave outside, and I got the fan going, and it's just sticky. Probably sticky in my pussy too, let's be real. Since I haven't been able to use my toys lately, just been using my good old-fashioned fingers. It does the job until my arm starts to hurt, but I can't stop because I'm on the verge of coming, so I just gotta power through it. And then when I come, it's like I'm shaking and my hips are jumping off the bed and can't make any noise, so mouth is just wide open and like a silent scream. I haven't recorded it. I don't know how to, but wonder if it looks hot. Yeah, my clit is just being abused right now by this toy. But it likes it. It can handle it. Just pulled my lips apart to open me up, and that felt really nice. I wish I had someone right now to suck on my tits. I'd swirl the tip of their tongue around and then just take it in their mouth and suck. Or like, while they're sucking, just like, flick their tongue really fast against them. They're a bit bigger now, but still kind of small. I like being bare-chested for people I hook up with. It's very liberating and hot. It's like, what you get is what you see, so if you're not into flat chests, then oh well, but if you are, yay, you're cool in my books. Your clit, it's all about finding that exact spot that's gonna bring you to the edge. Another fantasy I have, if I could be real with you guys. I think I want to fuck my coworkers. Like, seriously. There's like, off the top of my head, like two or three guys I work with that I wouldn't mind fucking. And they all have like really distinct personalities, you know, like, one of them is a bit of like a submissive type, it seems. But I think I would have so much fun just, like, you know, like, riding him or something, or sitting on his face. Oh, that's something I miss, sitting on face. Just rubbing my pussy up and down. I would want to dominate him, yeah? The second guy is, like, way taller than me, and it's really hot. I'm into tall guys, because I'm so, like, tiny. It's, like, a size difference kink, you know? Like, someone tall could probably just, like, throw me around or, like, have me up against the wall. Just, like, up there and just, like, fucking pound me, you know? Very, like, laid back and down to earth. I think I would really enjoy it. But I think he would also be, like, dominant. So that would be really hot. The third guy is also similar. Except he really gives me, like, an impression that he is, like, secretly, like, rough around the edges in bed. Oh god, I need to stick some fingers in me. Oh, I got a finger in. Yeah, he gives the impression that he would know what to do and treat a lady and fucking dominate the shit out of me, you know? Oh. Oh, I wouldn't be surprised if he's, like, done anal before or something. That would be really hot, you know? Just, like, get on your knees, because I'm gonna take your ass. And just fucking... that's another thing, anal. Anal's really hot and I miss it. Because, like, with anal, it's, like, as soon as it goes in, fucking, like, that inch, like, right as soon as you get in the asshole, is, like, so fucking tight, and you feel, like, a bit of a burn, and, like, you feel, like, a sensation, and, like, if someone could just, like, fuck me with the head of their dick as soon as they get in, like, it would just be the hottest thing ever, and, like, especially when they play with my clit as they're fucking me there, oh, god, it really makes me lose it. Oh, and, like, they bottom out, and, like, it feels so fucking tight for the guy, so he's just moaning. And then he comes up my ass. I fucking love getting cum up my ass. Because then, when they pull out, first of all, it feels really fucking good. And then when they pull out, I get to push it out my ass. And it's like, it's a show, pretty much. I wish just once somebody could, like, have, like, a really good recovery time and, like, use the cum as, like, a lube and, like, fuck my ass a second time. And, like, I want them to pick me up while they're fucking my ass. It hasn't happened yet, but oh, it would be really hot if they did. I want to take, like, a monster cock or something. My holes and, like, come in my tits and everything. I think the sight of small tits with cum on them is, like, super ridiculously hot, honestly. You know? And I kind of want to attempt to give someone a tit job, right? Like, I'll put on a sports bra or something, like a Calvin Klein one, that's, like, really silky, and just, like, push my tits together, and you can fuck them, right? Just fuck my tits. I'm into, like, tit rape, as weird as it sounds, but it's, like, pretty much, like, the girl doesn't want it, but you fuck her tits, like, tit job. It's kind of out there, but I really like it. I think it's really hot.
something about it is just, like, kind of not sexual, to me at least. I don't know why, but it's really fucking hot, and I don't know if I would want them to hold me down, like, hold my tits in place while they do it, or if they would, like, want me to, like, force myself to hold my tits in place while they fucked me. Well, they fucked my tits, and I hope that they were well lubed up, because then it'd make everything slip and slide better, really. Lube up your dick and rub it around my nipples. I need to stick something in me. My fingers aren't cutting it. Let's see what I have to do that. Let's see. Gotta consult the drawer. I have a dildo here that's really big, but I'm kinda not that adventurous right now. Let's see. I also have a butt plug, actually. Let me do that. That actually sounds like it'd be really fun. Yeah, let me see. Ooh, actually, you know what'd be cool? I actually have a class right after this, and it's gonna be a few hours. So, I might, like, keep it in me during the whole class. Oh god, I forgot what it's like to have that stretch go on. Oh, okay, yeah, it's going in. Fuck. My ass is really tight. It's not going in. If it won't fit, make it fit, you know? Oh, okay. Shit. Oh, it's in? Almost. Oh! Oh god, it slipped out. Okay, I'll try again. Okay. Oh god. It's like to think I used to be able to take dick no problem, and now, like, it's just, wow. Oh. I forgot how it feels like to have a plug in me. It's interesting. It does definitely feel like, I definitely do feel like something is in there, because there is. Oh boy. It's got a purplish jewel. So, if I were to randomly fuck a stranger right now, right? And, like, they'd be like, oh, bend over. And I bend over, they just see, like, purple. And it'd be like, whoa, this bitch is freaky. Anyways, back to Mr. Hitachi. Okay. Hopefully I come, because I gotta get ready for class. Okay. Oh, fuck. Oh, when I squeeze my ass, I feel it. I feel the plug. It's really hot to fuck with, like, a plug-in, right? Like, fuck your pussy. It's just, I don't know, it just feels really good, I can't think. Oh god. I pressed the vibrator against the plug. Oh my god. Oh shit. I'm just imagining, like, having both of those holes
filled and plugged. Oh, and it feels really hot. Get my fingers wet so I could play with my nipples. I muffled it a little bit so it's not as loud. I haven't checked this yet, so I don't even know if this sounds alright. My insides just twitched around the plug. Oh. Fuck. I feel myself twitching. Oh. Oh. Oh, I'm pulling at the plug so it gets that tight feeling, and it feels really good. My asshole doesn't want to let go. My asshole wants to hold on to the plug. It's not letting go. I have a very strong grip. I ended up having to bust out some porn to look at, so... Oh, fuck. Guys that do this, I like it when you tease the pussy by rubbing the head all over it. Fuck, just keep doing that. Like, it's really hot when guys do that. And when you hold me down in a way that feels like I can't escape, like grabbing my ankles or something, that's also really hot. Getting like gang banged or something. And I wanna suck on some tits and fuck a girl. I think I'm just really horny. Oh. Yeah, my ass is absolutely twitching around the fucking plug. Fuck, if it feels like it's gonna slip out, I don't want it to slip out. Oh god. Oh boy. Oh boy. I'm gonna try to take a picture of this. This is crazy. I had to take a picture. Oh my god, I came so much. If you can hear that. Well, that was fucking intense. Like, right as I was coming, it felt like the plug was gonna slip out, and I freaked out because I don't want it slipping out. Well, I don't know about you, but I feel like this has been a pretty satisfactory return audio. So, this is Cutie and Lavender. It's August 29th, 2018, at 5:14 p.m. for Gone Wild Audio, and I hope to see you guys again in the future.